Blog Talk Radio.
Run to Old Navy right now to get up to 50% off the entire store. Plus, this Saturday only. Don't miss this once-a-year event. Old Navy flip-flops are just $1. And for the first time ever, the first 50 people in line at each store will get a free pair. Hurry in Saturday for Old Navy's great flip-flop giveaway. Excludes clearance and gift cards. Valid 6/11 to 6/23. Flip-flop offer valid 6/20. In stores only. Limit 10 per customer. Legal residents of the 50 United States, D.C., and Puerto Rico, 16 and older. For details, visit a participating Old Navy store.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it is? I love it. Yeah. I love
Let's
it.
Talk about it.
Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. Man. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that be adhered. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ's anointed one ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, a throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after all, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, name superior to theirs. This is Hebrews, Hebrews
chapter 1, educator.
I'm leaning to the right, the light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted life, drunk, sexed out and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it.
World like I'm from the planet Mars. I love the preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar. I'm pretty straight far when I'm speaking about my Lord. He paid the sin price being beat by Roman guards. But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge. Now me and my boys need to be in a psych ward. Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred. Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before its feet on the crown. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound. Hearing holy, holy, holy coming from out of the mouth of the four living creatures by a throne all around. Can you picture the scene? This is how it's going down. You just need a little faith and a new set of eyes and a telescopic lens to look in and see time. I love it. Like a home run, Christ is King, Lion, Lamb, God, Man, Sin Conqueror, Grave Conqueror, Satan Conqueror. Can take a sinner, atheist, sinner to God conscious. Can take nothing, make creation and lives honor. The same God that came through a fetus is Jesus. Limited to breathing, got believers singing.
You're now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're now tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that can be granted and given to any people at any time, at any place, in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide, in these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family and listeners, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. And I want to introduce a book to you this morning that you can go order. It's not expensive, it's inexpensive. And I think that a lot of you should have this book. This book is called Backyard Medicine: Harvest and Make Your Own Herbal Remedies. You can order this on Amazon or eBay or whatever. Backyard Medicine: Harvest and Make Your Own Herbal Remedies. Get that book right there, please. Anyway, our discussion and title of our show today is called Economic Desolations Are Upon Us. The reason for the show is because everything that the white man is touching is going to hell in a handbasket. Everything that he is trying to do is failing him. And no matter how much he tries to keep himself hidden from and insulated from all of the retribution and repercussions of his wicked, evil, and vile plans, it is all blowing back on him. He cannot run. He cannot hide. Look at him in the Middle East as he got thrown out of Yemen. You know what that reminded me of? And I'm going to tie all this into economic desolation, because all of this is tied to economic collapse. All of the wars are tied to economic collapse. And that's why they push for war, because they try to keep their economies and their societies afloat. But what amazes me about the situation over in North Africa, the Middle East, is this. Sometime ago, a couple decades ago, America had set up her military bases over in Somalia. And she was pushed out of Somalia. And she never gave the Somalian people for them pushing her out of there and embarrassing her on an international stage. When she bragged about, we're going to send our special forces in to do such and such. And when they got in there, they got hammered by the black Somalians. And it was all over the international news press about how the Somalians had killed. They hid, then ambushed. They had got whiff of America's plan. They hid, they ambushed, and they killed America's special forces. Go Google this if you think I'm lying about it. And they drugged the bodies. They tied the bodies and chained the bodies to vehicles for cars, and they were driving the bodies down the middle of the highways, down the middle of the streets, while little kids and little children, I should say, and adults would run out there with their beach flappers or their house shoes on, slapping them in the face, which is a sign of the greatest disrespect in the Muslim world and in Africa. They were beating the dead bodies with shoes. America never forgave that. And she made a plan that day to get back at Somalia. And now she has a military base in Somalia. All of this is tied to Yemen. I forgot what I'm talking about. The same with Libya. When our great brother Muammar Gaddafi kicked America out 40 years ago, America the next day decided to make plans to get back at him. And look what they've done to Libya. For kicking America out of the largest base that she had in that area of the world, the North African, Middle Eastern area, Muammar Gaddafi put them out of the most strategic base that they had. Now, onward to Yemen. And you notice, nobody was telling you that war was coming to that area but the Star and Crescent Report. Nobody. You can't find it anywhere. We've been saying this for years, that war was coming to Somalia, Libya, Yemen, all of the North African, Middle Eastern area, and it's going to go regional sooner rather than later. Now then, a war to try to get back their drone bases. Remember, before the overthrow of the government, the corrupt government there, America had established two or three drone bases where she was killing people in North Africa and the Middle East, and she was keeping a tab on all of the strategic waterways and all of the work that other nations were doing with the African nations to liberate them economically from the hand of Western colonialism. She used Yemen, Somalia, and Libya for that purpose. And the Libyan people, and the Somalian people rebelled, remember? And America had to evacuate her staff. Then right after that, she had to evacuate her military staff. Then after that, the Jews in Arabia, calling themselves the House of Saud, the ones that the British installed there, bribed some other nations, called themselves Muslim nations, to bomb their Muslim brothers. Now, isn't it ironic that they'll bomb Yemen, they'll import terrorists to Libya, they'll put up an economic blockade of Yemen and Libya against Muslims, but none of them ever fired a shot towards Israel occupying Palestine for 60 years. None of them fired a shot when Israel was committing war crimes on a global scale against the Palestinians in Gaza. None of them fired one shot when Israel went into one of the holiest places with their guns and fired upon the people in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the mosque in Jerusalem, and evicted them from one of the holiest places on earth. Where was the Saudi regime? Where was all of these so-called Muslim nations, right? But this was America and the Western puppeteers pulling the string of the Sauds, right? But this takes money. It takes time. And it takes patience. And in this day and time, America neither has the time, the patience, right, or the money to continue this. So she tried to hide her hand, and when that wasn't working, she had to join the bombing raids openly, just like she did. Remember, she said she would leave from behind in Libya. See how all of these things coincide. We would not take a part. The French are leading. We'll be handing logistical support. Then you find out that she did more bombing raids than the French and the other ones combined. She's doing the same thing in Yemen. She cannot afford to lose. I want you all to go Google North Africa, the Middle Eastern area, and look at that arc up there that she's trying to control. You remember we've been saying this on the Star and Crescent Report for the longest. The Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman and the Gulf of Aden. We've been telling you that those strategic choke points America is trying to continue to hold. She's trying to hold power over all of the strategic waterways where merchandise and resources are traded or carried through so that she can whitemail the nations into accepting her dollar. And now that is putting even more strain on the empire. So we see nothing but economic desolations being poured upon not only America, but Europe, who are her allies, who are doing the exact same things. Isn't that amazing? You see how time brings about all things. Remember, she is trying to keep her hand hidden, but God is bringing it forth. He says, I would put hooks in their jaws. Right? How do you get a hook in the jaws of fish that does not want to be caught? You put some fresh bait on it, right? And what better bait to catch an arrogant empire and colonial nations which think that Africa is beneath them by pitting their economies against rising economies, and both are clashing over the waterways, the resources, right, and the strategic locations. So that it is drawing them into a confrontation in North Africa and in the Middle East. Because whether you know it or not, as we've been saying on this show, China has warships deployed in the Gulf of Aden. They've been deployed there for the last 2 years. When Yemen went sour for America, unlike Russia, the reason that China was not bombed, her embassy or consulate was not bombed in Yemen, is because China had warships off the coast of Yemen. And that is how they picked up their citizens. And had one of their consulates been bombed, the warships are capable of not only sea-to-sea action, but sea-to-land action, and also they could set up an air blockade over Yemen, over that whole area, because they have what they call the Chinese Aegis air defense systems on there, which would have made it a no-fly zone over the whole of that region. You see how all of this is interconnected? But America is trying to keep her place economically and militarily. But the more she expands militarily, the more she needs economically. And the more she needs economically, the more she has to press the empire to expand militarily. So she's caught in a divine catch 22. That divine snare that was laid for Babylon in this day has snared modern Babylon the Great. And she's falling, trying to keep her hand hidden behind all that you see. She's deploying more ships over there. Right? Remember, Obama, I got in an article today on the Hiram 1555 blog, and I got videos in this article showing you how Obama promised, we want it. Well, no, we're not putting any more troops over there. And then again, he comes out again weeks later. We're not putting any troops over there. Then weeks after that, well, we're just going to deploy some trainers. Then weeks after that, well, we're just going to put some people in just for security reasons. Then a couple days after that, we're going to deploy 3,000 people over there. Then a couple days after that, we're going to put a few thousand more over there and some war planes. And see, we put it to show you that Allah is drawing America into this situation. She doesn't want to be drawn into it. She wants to hide behind what is going on. She wants to orchestrate it. But she is not worthy in the grand orchestrator of this global orchestra is Allah in person. And he is moving the people to play to his music. And it is causing economic desolations as far as the eye can see. You see? Whether you know it or not, all of this comes in conjunction with what just took place yesterday. I bet you most of you don't even know what took place yesterday. Which goes along with Scripture and goes along with the economic crisis that America is facing. And she knows it. There was a meeting yesterday. Well, it was for the last few days, but it was concluded yesterday. Between the African nations, all of their foreign ministers, and the Asian nations' foreign ministers. And they came up with a six-point plan to increase trade, strategic stability in that area of the world, and to help Africa rise from under colonial domination. This took place. It should have been on front pages. But I bet you most of you never even knew about that, did you? till you came here to the Star and Crescent Report. That lets you know, keep coming. You'll get more news. Remember that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the Kaaba over in the holy place over in Arabia, I don't say Saudi Arabia. There was no Lawrence of Saudi Arabia. That was Lawrence of Arabia, right? The House of Saud stamped and impressed their name upon that holy land over there and have been ruling it so surreptitiously and evil since then. But the Kaaba is a black, in the Kaaba, the black stone has fallen. And the great and noble prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah 1400 years ago got with the tribes and he talked with them and had them convinced enough to come and help him raise the Kaaba back to its original place, right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the Kaaba, that black stone that they walk around every year seven times and make obeisance to and bow to, is a symbol of the black man and woman here in North America. We are the Kaaba. And so we see that Allah has orchestrated the nations to get together behind the scenes to help economically and militarily lift the Kaaba of the entire universe back to its rightful place as Lord and Master over all that you see. So you have this African-Asian meeting. And the nations, what Muhammad said, and the nations got together behind America's back. Because all of them had their eyes and their hearts and their guns focused on this one to lay her low. I don't think most of you think how serious this situation is. You are the very apple of God's eye. And if God went after other nations for their mistreatment of people who were considered lesser in his eyes, what in the hell do you think he would do for these people whom he's chosen above everybody else to make a new world out of and a new government? He is prepared to kill off nations for you. Can't you see it in North Africa? Can't you see it in the Middle East? Can you not see it taking place in the Western Hemisphere, especially across America, as the death angels wreak havoc across America? Economic desolations are upon us. And the devil is scared and he's frightened at the hand of God. They need more money to expand the empire. There was a clip I wanted to play for you guys, but Blog Talk was stopping me from uploading some of the clips, but I do have some for you. But in this clip that I wanted to play for you, they were talking about how the nations are dumping the dollar, right? And they were saying that America is so desperate about this that she's prepared for outright war. She's prepared for outright war. And that's why she's provoking the nations to war. She's desperate. And listen, you notice there was an announcement a few days ago. Now, that made the news. But the African-Asian Council meeting that took place the last few days and ended with a joint statement of agreement. That never made the news. But it made the news when it says Japan overtakes China as America's largest creditor. Yeah, it did. But they didn't tell you that under the scene, behind the scene, that America was fudging the numbers. She was she was doing some crooked bookkeeping. And she was doing the same thing that she did when people saw that China was dumping debt. She went to Belgium and started buying U.S. debt underhand through the Federal Reserve, and she was buying more debt than Belgium's whole GDP. How is that possible? How in the hell can Japan afford to buy America's debt when she's under a humongous and tremendous burden of her own with her own people? She's suffering from deflation, which is getting ready to turn into hyperinflation. So how in the world can she manage to spend billions and hundreds of billions and even over a trillion for America's debt? These things don't make sense. See, America's moving. She's playing hot potato with the dollar. She's doing everything she can to deceive you and make you believe and her false bravado. Oh, well, our Asian pivot will be wonderful. We're going to put our most advanced and most sophisticated weapons in Asia. And we're going to be there for the foreseeable future. This is what she says to you. But behind closed doors, she knows that it's a joke. And when she moves her weaponry there, it's going to be cannon fodder as China and the Asian nations rise up and hit her head on economically and geopolitically. She knows. She's no fool. She knows prophecy. So while these things are getting ready to take place, you should be preparing. Preparing yourself spiritually, first of all. Because you can go and do all that you can, but if you're not prepared spiritually, all that stuff that you've done for preparations will be of no use and no consequences. Right? We're here. We're at that stage where America goes under, where Europe goes under, where Africa frees herself from the clutches of colonial Western powers, where Asia rises to the occasion to confront America and her allies head on, and then back to Europe, where there will be a thermonuclear conflagration. And after this conflagration, America will be sent back to her own borders, where the southern nations, South and Central America, and the Caribs will slap her around a few times for what she's done to them. And she will be isolated. There will be a global embargo on America. We see the makings of it now, how they're shutting down all the Walmarts. You see this? Slowly but surely. In the time of the destruction of America, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the last and the most surely the greatest messenger of God, stated to us that in the end of America, you will start seeing a steadily consolidation of businesses, where there would be 40 businesses of certain types. Before you know it, they'll dwindle down to 20, 10, 5. Aren't you seeing that now? Don't you see that stuff? He talks about the shelves would not even be full. Aren't we seeing that now? Go in the stores. There is a great falling away from America, and the nations are seeing it. Before I go to this clip, I'm going to bring in the person from the 424 because they were waiting patiently as we went into the things on Yemen and Libya and North Africa. But what I want to bring home to you is that we're at the end of this thing where America can dominate, where she can impose her will on others. That's over. Her time is over, and that's why she's fighting like hell. She has been the preeminent power economically and culturally and militarily. Every nation wanted to be her. And every nation wanted to be with her. And that's why the Bible talked about that great whore who fornicated with the nations of the earth, with all her delicious and delicate things. But it tells us that that nation is no more. Come thee now and sit down on the ground. There is no throne for thee anymore. Right? This is what we see. This is what we see, right? All praise is due to Allah, by the honorable Elijah Muhammad. All we see is economic desolation upon America, upon Europe. There is no unity. And none can be trusted in this day and time. Let's go to the phone lines. 424, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you, assalamu alaikum.
Well, assalam, sir. Good morning to you, brother. All praise due to Allah from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Beautiful teachers on the current event. Brother, I just wanted to touch on something, not to interrupt your flow, but just to show you just how wicked the white man of America is. You touched on the Yemen situation about China sending its warships to rescue its citizens. The same can be said about Russia and Vladimir Putin sending some of its Black Sea fleet over to Yemen to rescue its citizens. Now, there's a website called War News that had an article about Americans in Yemen crying out because they are trapped there, and America will not deploy and rescue its own citizens in Yemen. They are not. They are not. They are not willing to rescue their own citizens. It was said that Vladimir Putin actually was protecting American citizens, saying that anyone that flew over because they were trying to keep Russian citizens from being rescued by Russia, and he had warned any one that flies over there that threaten Russian citizens, he would deploy aircraft to basically shoot them down. This is American. That's Elijah Muhammad teaches us. The white man will shed the blood of his own people to get you and I, brother. Speak on that truth, brother. This white man is wicked, brother. Focus on the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. No other person out here will rescue us and get us out of this circumstance. It is the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Keep tuning in to this Papa Show Truth, the Star Crescent Report, and you actually will get the truthful knowledge as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Teach on, black man. May Allah be with you, sir. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother, and thank you. Let me go back to something he said. At the beginning, I said that Russia didn't have her warships there. She didn't. She deployed, as he said, she deployed them there. Had they been there, as I was saying, at the beginning, Americans would not have dared given Saudi Arabia the go-ahead to bomb the consulate there, right? But China, from the get-go, had theirs deployed in that area. So had they shot the Chinese like America had bombed the Chinese embassy in Beirut, and when she was warring and she disagreed with China, and how she bombed the Chinese embassy or consulate in Iraq when China did not have force projection power. China studied that and said the next time an outbreak of violence takes place, they would have the necessary means to defend their citizens and even to project power past their borders. And this is what we see. They have been studying this beast forever. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, this yellow man has been preparing himself for this day for a long time. And his eyes are solely focused on America. That's why America is so overtaken in how she is trying to stop China's rise and trying to have a Chinese counterweight with India. Well, India can get some too. Because you cannot stop the divine word of God. When he ordains something, it must happen, whether you like it or not. This is what we're trying to get into the head of the Muslims. The Christians in this area understand it a little bit better than the Muslims do. When God ordains it, it must happen. Even if you cannot grasp it at the time, you are supposed to pray for patience, that you may get an understanding of what is going on. We are looking at economic desolations that are now upon us. And our only way out, our only flight out, is on that 747 of divine making called Elijah Muhammad. The devil is so scared, I want you to listen to this clip here, if the devil allows us to play it. This is a three or four minute clip, something like that. And it goes in and out a little bit, because this is the way it was recorded on this man's radio show. Sometimes it goes in and out. I guess he was using Skype or whatever. Skype does that from time to time. But this man is talking, and I know there's lulls in what he said, but please pay attention to what he's saying. And he's talking about what he sees coming in America and in the global markets. Pay close attention to this, please, because I mean, it has a lot to do with what's going on right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, here it is. Here's my main point, and you can actually, we're going to provide all the links in this excerpt. We're going to bring it to our main channel. Everyone needs to pay attention to this. This is not conspiracy theory. This is something that I've studied for greater than, I went to alternative media because of Gerald Celente, Batman. And why did I follow Gerald Celente? Because years ago, Bob Chapman, okay, and Gerald Celente were talking about currency and how bad things were. This is in the late 90s, and how we were headed for some trouble with respect to war and all that stuff. They were talking about gold. Gerald Celente, I followed him over to alternative media. He said gold is at $295. Buy a lot of it. Now gold is, you know, gold is worth $1,800 at least. So if I had followed his advice, full bore, I would have won with Gerald Celente. I followed the financial. I'm going to tell you something. In the 80s, I worked on some stuff that said that, and we had prepared for in the 80s for what's about to happen here, literally in the coming days. There's a lot of signs. that what I'm about to say is absolutely correct. On Friday, the stock market imploded, dropped 400 points. Some weird anomalies took place. Bloomberg's computer shut down. Stock market went down 400, and there's rumors now of the country of Greece pulling out of the Eurozone. The contagion that will cause, okay, everyone is setting up for. Now, this is what you won't see on CNBC. You won't hear this in the mainstream media. Right now, based on the analysis that I've been doing, and I know that when they make the big move, okay, it's institutional investors. And let me tell you what institutional investors are. They are the major pension funds, government pension funds, okay? And this is all done electronically and incrementally. They've been doing this for a long time. They're pulling their money silently out of the system, okay? In the coming days, all right, these institutional investors are going to be pulling a lot of money out in the trillions of dollars, okay? I would say on Monday, it's going to be a pretty good indication how the stock market opens up, okay? You're going to see some things happen with the stock market in 400 or 500-point increments. They're going to try to stop everything. Once you start seeing this happen and we start losing a couple thousand points on the stocks, this is in advance of something that's going to take place around March 9th. Not March 9th, April, May 9th, okay? May 9th, they're not going to allow Greece to pull from the Eurozone, okay? And then all of a sudden the stock market falls apart. That's not how it's going to work. Those that fail to make their moves, okay, and those that haven't been paying attention to what the institutional investors right now, okay, are going to get caught holding the bag around May 9th, when Greece pulls out. Greece right now is planning, and what they're actually saying is that they want to come up with an alternative currency, all right, the drachma. Mm. Why this is important is because if Greece pulls out of the Eurozone and they fail payments, what happens is a ripple effect, mm-hmm. including to, let's say, pension funds in California.
Did I hear something about a currency, an IOU currency?
An IOU currency. That's out. There are some proposals. I don't want to dig too far into it. I don't want to get into the minutia, of mm-hmm. course. But one of the proposals is to offer those people that are on they're on pensions, okay, in Greece, and they're also on government salaries, okay, mm-hmm. to offer them drachma IOUs, okay, that they can get at a later date. Mm-hmm. What the EU, the European Union, is saying is that your payments must come to us banksters. Forget about paying your employees.
Oh,
okay? Greece is saying, no, dude, we need to freaking pay our employees here. So they're saying, okay, well, maybe we'll let you set up an alternative currency in the drachma, and then you can offer those IOUs to those people. At least you get to cover them. Can you please pay us now?
Oh, I see what they're doing.
It's still on the table. Still trying to negotiate this stuff. Here's the bottom line. And go to these links, okay? I'm going to tell you something right now. All the links that we'll provide in this excerpt on YouTube, okay, to them, make a determination on your own. In the coming days, there's about, I'm going to call it the way it is. There is about a 98% that in the coming days, that the economic Armageddon we've been fearing will start to unravel. 98% chance at this point. I'm going to call it right now as early as we can. We'll see what happens next week.
You hear what he said? There's a 98% chance that the economic Armageddon that everybody has been forecasting, right, is about to start unraveling, start unfolding on America and Europe. I had some clips that I wanted to put on here, the ones that I really wanted to put on here. This devil was talking about, and he's been dealing with the markets for so long. His projection is that it starts unraveling this year, no later than September, but they have a window between May, just like this guy says, and September. It's going to start unraveling like that, and by the end of this year to January of next year, things are going to spin out of control, and by mid-2016, all of it is going to hit the fan. This is what they're saying in their circles. They are telling you they're fearful of what they see coming to them. Didn't the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say this Didn't the Honorable Elijah Muhammad forewarn of this? Well, if this man is talking about everything from science, right, to astrophysics, if this man is talking about all of these things and he's bringing it to light to you, why won't you give in to what he's saying? Why don't you examine him and not let anybody else dictate to you with their so-called propaganda exploits, Malcolm X the movie? That was a hit job against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And what's his name? What's the little rat boy's name? Spike Lee. And Spike Lee knew he got his money from the devil to do that. A hit job against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X. Brother Baines. There was no Brother Baines. Malcolm's brothers were already in the Nation of Islam teaching him of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He didn't meet no Brother Baines. He didn't get down on his knees praying. And why didn't Spike go to all of the brothers and sisters who had known the inner workings of the nation? He didn't go to none of them. Right? A hit job. But you can't throw mud and slime on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because he's mud and slime proof. God has put his seal of approval over this man. And no matter how many lies you tell, no matter how much propaganda you spit, as the book tells you, that dragon followed that woman, right, who was ready to give birth to a nation, who was ready to give birth to the truth of God. And it spewed out a flood like water. The false propaganda that would be coming out. It ain't coming out in small lakes and puddles. It's coming out in rivers and oceans, a flood, right? But it says Allah opened up the earth, and the earth swallowed the flood. See, it's propaganda proof, because whether you like it or not, you have to deal with the truth of what he says, whether you like the man or not. And now you're seeing the proof of it in everything. Is not America's educational system declining? Is she not now walking in some great, great days, which are terrible days? Huh? Go look in the book. Open up the chapters and tell me whether or not Elijah Muhammad lied to you. What about the decline of the dollar? When did the decline start? When did the fall? Well, you're going to hear when the decline started. And then it's going to take you right back to page 87 of The Fall of America. But before we play that, I want you to hear. Let me go into this real quick. Remember, he says there's an 80 and 98% chance of financial Armageddon starting up in the coming days, right? It's gonna rev up. They've already been in the midst of it. No more grace period. So go tell TD and tell Creflo to stop preaching this foolishness on grace, because the grace period is over and nothing you can say will hold up the white world, their God, their system, their culture, their finance, whatever. It's all going downhill from now. And the devil is telling you that. They're trying to preach it up. And the devil himself is telling you that it's falling down. Huh? I know they feel good, preachers. But you don't want to feel good about a mirage, do you? You want what is real sustenance to your soul. You want manna from heaven. Listen, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we must not forget how we are warned by prophecies for 100 years and for 1,000 years that an end must come to this world. The rulers of this world must, that means it's binding now, must be removed, and the crown must be taken off and placed upon another head, and they will rule in justice and righteousness. Well, we know that the people who made their living and money off the markets have not ruled in justice or in righteousness. The whole system is corrupt. Therefore, the people who are manning the system must have some corruptness in them too, right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, the people of this world have now become so wicked and so fearful of the consequences of their own rule, until the almost thoughtless vision is gone and fearfulness has taken hold of the people. They're fearing what God has ordained, which is now kicking down their living room doors, coming right into the house to sit on the couch with them. Isn't that something? It's setting the whole structure ablaze, and they are scared. And You think that's something. When they talk about Detroit and we said Detroit is under economic strain, well, we told you this was just a beginning. A lot more under strain.
Detroit is now bankrupt. The administration of the dying industrial center made that announcement after it finally became clear that the city was unable to pay its $20 billion debt. Detroit emergency manager Kevin Orr has recently expressed his certainty about Sally's opportunities to overcome the financial failure of the city. Moreover, he prepared a debt restructuring plan that would take only 8 months. The city authorities share a different point of view. They, unlike the captain of the sinking ship, admitted the situation was deplorable. As a result, the bankruptcy of Detroit has become the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. Actually, the news did not come as a surprise. The crisis of Detroit has been discussed for a long time already. In addition, the spending of the municipality was $100 million larger than its earnings, making up the rest for loans. Over the last 10 years, the population of the city has decreased considerably. A quarter of residents have chosen more promising locations for living. It looks like everyone else who still lives in Detroit will have to look for the American dream elsewhere.
Now, this is an example of America. Remember that we saw Detroit as the beacon of economic ingenuity and hope for America. Now she's in a decrepit state of economic despair. They were talking about, in one article, they were talking about there are hundreds, not dozens, but hundreds of municipalities and cities around America that are on the brink of bankruptcy, and the only thing that has prevented them from filing bankruptcy is that undercover, underhanded money that America is funneling under the table that you don't see. But soon that must come to an end. And I was looking at an article also that was talking about the situation of California's drought and how it is running people away from the state. Again, I don't think the people take this to heart or how serious this is. When a nation makes up 20 to 30% of the federal revenues and taxes, the state has the largest employment of America. The state has the largest population in America. It gives 55% of all produce in America to other states. It is the chief import-export zone of America. To be under such conditions, don't you know that you're going to feel this in the transporting of goods and the trying to preserve the goods, to trying to get them to the shelves, the stores, right? This is all a part of a loss, desolations being poured upon the desolate. She was already desolate because prophecy had already determined her to be desolate. She's a desolate nation with nothing but evil thoughts in her. If you don't agree with me, I'll bomb you. Well, let's negotiate. Here it is, you have a nation with 15,000 nuclear warheads, over 2,000 ready to deploy at any moment of a hat trigger's call. And here you have another nation who is just, you're rich in uranium. You don't have the right to even have the capability to have a bomb. But you are violating international law. But she's not violating it with 15,000 weapons. She's not violating it by being the only nation on earth to use atomic weapons in Japan twice, in Afghanistan, in Libya, and in Iraq. A lot of you don't know. Yes, she used low-yield nuclear weapons in Iraq, Libya, and Afghanistan. And the Honorable Cynthia McKinney even bore witness to this. But yet, Iran's enshrined right for nuclear enrichment in the Charter of the United Nations has to be put aside. I'm not defending Iran. I'm defending truth. I want you to see the hypocrisy of the nation, right? She wants to watch everybody and everything and listen to everybody's conversation. Why? Muhammad says in this day and time, America knows that she's deserving of death. Isn't that what Herod did in the Bible? Huh? At a time that he knew his reign was coming to an end. at a time that he knew divine prophecy was upon him. At a time he knew that there would be a changing of rulership, a changing of the guard, he became paranoid and went to enact his awful plans to try to extinguish the light of God, the truth of God. Isn't that what Herod did? Is America doing anything different? Her history is written, and we have it here. She's to suffer desolations and deprivation. She's been deprived of being able to enforce her policies upon the nation. She's been deprived of the light that once guided her nation to prosperity. She's been deprived of having and maintaining an astonishing economic system and an astonishing educational system. And we know that without the educational system, the entire system implodes. Here you have desolations, which are determined. They're being poured out on her because they're now going as the law of the jungle. Every man for himself. Everybody's trying to preserve wealth that they won't have because they're crazy. I'm going to play the first part of this this clip I have for you. I'm not going to let the whole 14 minutes go on it. I'm going to play the first few minutes. I wanted to get to a certain point about what took place in 1971, and we'll go back to we'll go back to the fall of America on that, okay? I want you to listen closely, black man, black woman.
Many analysts propose that we are nearing a global economic collapse, but today I will discuss these 11 charts which prove that this is actually worse than during the financial crisis. You came here for the truth, so let me unveil that for you. We're going to get into these charts today. They're all directly from the Federal Reserve's website. And this is very serious information because as long as the stock market is increasing, nobody wants to look at the real indicators. So these are a whole bunch of them, and we're going to begin with the total public debt. Now you need to understand that 1970 here, for the charts that go that far back, is very important because in 1971, Nixon pulled the world off the gold standard. At that point, the amount of debt that had been accumulated begins to go exponential. And you can see that for every period, it's getting worse and worse, particularly from the year 2000. Things have gotten really bad since then.
Now, I stopped that there because we got to that part, but I'm going to replay that in just a second. Okay? But he said he's taking a look at 11 charts that shows that we're entering into an economic collapse. And he said he's looking at one in particular, especially around the 70s. He said that that's a key date, right? And then he explains why that was a key day, right? He said because in 1971, Richard Nixon took the world off the gold and silver standard. This is the precise year that Elijah Muhammad beckoned to the world and called out and said that America would fall in 1971. Right? Huh? Did he say that? I think Elijah Muhammad said that, right? Well, the white people understand the significance of that date. You won't argue, America's still here. America's still here. Elijah Muhammad was wrong. Well, did you hear what that economic scholar says? And he is now vindicating what Elijah Muhammad says. Well, we knew that vindication was coming because we know that God's word cannot be taken as a lie. Now, we go back to page 87 before we go back to that clip, because I want to read this to you. We've read it before. You've read it before. But we're going to read it in its context, then we're going to play that part again, okay? Because you need this. Chapter 20, titled, Decline of the What? Dollar. Page 87, chapter 20, Decline of the Dollar. Why am I repeating it? Because this meant the fall of America, when her dollar, which was once without a rival, had no financial backing anymore. And America was allowed to print whenever she wanted to. God made her a drunken, as the Bible tells us. She became inebriated with being able to run up deficits and debts when nobody else could, and she could export inflation at will to other nations. But for that to happen, you have to have finances. And the same nations that she is surrounding, the same nations that she has made war on and war with, are her financiers. Do you believe that Japan forgot America dropped 2 nuclear bombs on them? I don't care how much you see in public, the Japanese-American alliance. Put it like this. Let me ask you something. If I came in your house and beat your family up and raped your daughter, then came back in there again and did the same thing and cut their legs off, would you forget that? Would you forgive that? Would you allow me to continue occupying one of your bedrooms? No, you would not. Nature and common sense tells you, if I can't defeat you, if I can't get at you at this time, let me pretend to get along with you until I get up my strength to take you on. And once I get my strength up, you got hell to pay, because as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. This is a golden rule of the Bible. But America thinks that she will be able to get along with the same people that she robbed and destroyed and raped and occupied and bombed yesterday. She's inebriated with superpower status. But when you come off that high and you've drunken too much, they say you have a hangover. Well, when she wakes up to that hangover and realizes the same nations that she helped supply technology to have now turned on her, how she's going to deal with that? Listen, we go back to the dollar because this is connected. Give me a few minutes, about 5-6 minutes, because I wasn't aware that the time is like 3 minutes right now before the show goes off. This is what the messengers say. Read along with me, black man, that's black woman. That's why I give you the pages and the title, all right? So that you can checkmate me if I'm off out of point. He says, the stronghold, meaning the power, the center of power of America, the stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. Was. Past tense. The loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between nations. The English pound, see how he draws in the English pound, how it's tied to the dollar? The English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. What is going on? Poverty is spreading in England. Poverty is spreading in America. America is suffering militarily. England is suffering militarily. America is struggling to put down all of these secessionist movements. Look at what's going on in Wales, and look at what's going on in Scotland, right? She's suffering to put down these independent movements. The economies are imploding. They're mirroring each other, right? Both of them have lost prestige in the world, and both of them are losing friends at a fast pace. He says, but when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. The pound has lost 50% of its value. America's dollar has lost everything now as power backing for her currency, which was once bagged by gold for every $5 note and up, and all of her currency was bagged by silver from a dollar note and up. But today, the currency of America is not bagged by any sound value, silver or gold. Stop right there. When you hear that, you say, everybody's saying that now. They wasn't saying it then. You got to understand, Elijah Muhammad was saying this in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. Right? And now the world is being brought face to face with what Elijah was saying then. as he was teaching you and showing you the reality of God's word be and how it is now made to stand right in front of your face, right? He says, the note today is something that the government declares they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. We've already gone over what that value is, the military weapons. Well, we're going to give Pakistan a $1 billion military package. We're going to sign a $20 billion military deal with the Saudis. We're going to sign a $1 billion military deal with the little island, Kuwait, or the little nation, the United Arab Emirates, or Qatar. Qatar is about big as Pensacola, Florida. You're going to sign a $20 billion weapons deal with them. And all somebody have to do is drop one bomb and everybody's dead. Come on now. This is what they have to give in value because the dollar is the IOU. But no one wants to take the IOU anymore. So they're coming up with currency swaps, precious metal changes, and outside trading that pushes the dollar out of whack. Because America is on her way out. And he says, but they definitely are not bagging their currency with silver or gold. Now listen to this. This is the number one fall. That is her main fall right there, black man and black woman. Elijah Muhammad was saying that a long time ago. And you hear what they're saying today. Now, I ask you, and I'm going to continue to read the rest of this right here. And then I'm going to play that other clip again. But I ask you, black man, black woman, if what Elijah Muhammad is saying can be proven, and what Elijah Muhammad said is proven that he has spoke these decades before it happened, and if we can prove to you that his words are now being vindicated and show you that Elijah didn't come over to what they were saying, but time, circumstances, and world events made them come over to what Elijah is saying, why won't you give him a second look? Your life depends on it. I'm Elijah Muhammad, yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going to say that again. I'm Elijah Muhammad, yesterday, today, and forever. Because his words are too easy to prove right. His life and example is too easy to prove. And that's why you don't hear these fools coming up on the Star and Crescent Report with that foolishness that they go elsewhere with. Because they know we can prove the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings without failure and without a doubt. Listen closely to what he says. This is the number one fall. And it is very clear, huh? Elijah Muhammad says that it's very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. Isn't that something? And that's why America is fighting like hell to try to maintain what she already had. But her day is up, and her day is done. And a new God is on the scene, ready to push her into oblivion. Listen again to what this man says on this 1971. All right?
Many analysts propose that we are nearing a global economic collapse. But today I will discuss these 11 charts which prove that this is actually worse than during the financial crisis. You came here for the truth, so let me unveil that for you. We're going to get into these charts today. They're all directly from the Federal Reserve's website, and this is very serious information because as long as the stock market is increasing, nobody wants to look at the real indicators. So these are a whole bunch of them, and we're going to begin with the total public debt. Now, you need to understand that 1970 here, for the charts that go that far back, is very important because in 1971, Nixon pulled the world off the gold standard. At that point, the amount of debt that had been accumulated begins to go exponential. And you can see that for every period, it's getting worse and worse, particularly from the year 2000. Things have gotten really bad since then. And the debt has been obviously accumulating. You can see how this is not just the Federal Reserve's balance sheet adding up. You can see this on the national level. We can see cities that have gone bankrupt. We can see individuals claiming bankruptcy. Everything here happens to get worse as time goes on, not better. And this right here. All sectors credit market instruments liability level. This is going to show you that these so-called financial instruments are just getting more and more pervasive. They're finding their way into everything. And guess what? The pension funds that people are relying on are all connected in with these leveraged so-called assets or investments. And this is a terrible thing for the future. What in the world do you think is going to happen when you allow this to expand? Whether it's something that they consider safe or not, I have my own views on that. The fact remains is that this type of investment, when the pension funds, when people's retirement accounts are essentially all focused around things that I believe are risky, we're going to run into a big problem in the future. That's,
you see, and all of those who, I have my retirement, I worked 40 years for Monsanto. I worked 40 years for Champion. I worked such and such for Westinghouse. Yeah, what you going to do when all of that comes to a naught? Because they have gambled away your money. Don't you see the economic desolation which lie before us? Brothers and sisters, I was going to stop the show, but give me a few more minutes, okay? Because time is of the essence. Let us see the seriousness of what is going on, okay? Give me a few more minutes. Don't hang up. Listen and just be patient with me, okay? Because I just want to – I love my people. I love my God. I love his messenger, and I love the truth of God and his messenger. And I just want you to see there are so many instances out here that we can just point to. You can walk out your door and point to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. I listen to things in the news. I said, well, the messenger said that. The first thing my mind goes to, the messenger said that. The messenger said that. Not no ministers. Because if a minister ever said it, all they're doing is regurgitating what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. So why would you give the credit to a minister when you can give the credit to the messenger who is the example which exemplifies God in person? We see the collapse of the Anglo world. And they don't see nothing but trouble coming for America and coming for Europe. Nothing but trouble.
We see the Philly Fed after crashing from November to January. I mean, in October, it shot up to 40. And in December, it dropped straight down to 7. And we see that it's just bottom bouncing right now on the graph. If you want to see the graph, you can come to x22report.com or on the YouTube channel. It's on the video. We're seeing that in April, the new orders plunged to 2-year lows. Again, we're seeing manufacturing completely fall apart. Now, Senator Warren is out there, and she has said that the auto loan market looks increasingly like the pre-crisis housing market. Yeah. It does. Actually, the housing and the auto loan market looks like it did back in 2007-2008. A complete disaster, but this time it's much, much worse. Because we had all those short sales and foreclosures. We have Americans that do not have good credit, don't have the money to put down on a house, and the only people that are purchasing these homes are foreign investor, hedge funds, investment companies using cash. This is why we see mortgage companies closing and laying off people. The American people are tapped out. And what she is saying is that we're going to have a crisis. Yeah, we're going to have a major crisis. Something that none of us have ever, ever seen before in our lifetime. Maybe those people who are still alive in the Depression, it might look very, very similar. We're starting to see bankruptcies. They're starting to soar across corporate America. In retail, healthcare, mining, finance, bankruptcies are suddenly booming after years of nothing. In the first quarter, 26 publicly traded corporations filed for bankruptcy, up from 11 at the same time last year, the most since the financial crisis in 2009. The largest bankruptcy was the casino operator Caesars Entertainment, which has been unprofitable for 5 years. We're starting to see foreclosures increase once again. Foreclosure activity in the United States rose sharply last month on an increase in bank repossessions, according to a report by the firm Realty Track. Foreclosures now are up 20%. Bank repossessions surged 49% in March. What does this tell us? The economy is starting to crumble and fall apart. We're heading into a depression.
You hear that? Nothing but economic desolations which are determined. And America is desperate. That's why she's trying to provoke war. That's why she's fearful of what she sees coming to her. And she wants to leave the world in a position that no one can rule if she can't rule. That's her mind. The same that Yaqub had. The same that was passed down to Yaqub through Jatu. If I can't rule as I want to rule, I kill everybody. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I just want you to pay close attention.
Right now. And the government is completely corrupt. We see that China is no longer the biggest U.S. debtor. Japan is. Japan now officially holds more than U.S. debt than China, which had about $1.224 trillion in U.S. government bonds, compared to China, which has $1.223 trillion in February. In the last year, Japan has boosted its U.S. Treasury's debt by $13.6 billion, while China has decreased holdings by $49.2 billion. And now we see where the Fed kind of maneuvered QE away from them purchasing the bonds to Belgium, to Japan. They just spread it out, and those banks, central banks, have been creating money so they could purchase the bonds. Or the Fed transfers over those funds. So it looks like they stopped QE, but in reality, they have not. All they did was shift everything all around. And we understand that China is basically trying to have their yuan renminbi, and they want it to be a reserve status. And we know that China is in talks with the IMF. China plans to push for yuan to take prominence in loans under the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank and the Silk Road Fund. People familiar with the matter said China may encourage 100 billion AIIB and 40 billion Silk Road Fund to issue loans directly in yuan or set up yuan-denominated funds under the two institutions. The bank will establish an AIIB currency basket with China, set to push for the yuan to take a prominent role and for special currency funds to be established in order to issue yuan-denominated loans through the fund. Beijing will also encourage the AIIB and the Silk Road Fund to set up special currency funds and issue yuan-denominated loans through both institutions. If the U.S. dollar is used, it weakens China's bid for the yuan to be a global currency, so they're going to try not to use the dollar. The efforts are part of a drive to internationalize the Chinese currency and come as the International Monetary Fund prepares to discuss the possible inclusion of the yuan as the fifth reserve currency and as part of the basket that forms the IMF's SDRs. So we can see China is definitely making a huge, huge push. Now, as China continually pushes for the yuan renminbi to become a reserve currency, we see countries are out there basically starting to dump the petrodollar. And how does the petrodollar work? Well, the petrodollar, or the world in which oil export countries will recycle the dollar they receive in exchange for their oil exports, by purchasing more USD-denominated assets, boosting the financial strength of the reserve currency, leading even to a higher asset price and even more U.S. dollars-denominated purchases, and so forth, in a virtuous loop, And they just keep doing this over and over and over. And for the first time in almost two decades, energy exporting countries are set to pull their petrodollars out of the world markets this year. We estimate that the new lower oil price equilibrium will reduce the supply of petrodollars by up to 24 billion per month in the coming years, corresponding to around 860 billion over the next 3 years. Oil producers are now liquidating their petrodollar assets at a frenzied pace. And this is going to accelerate as the United States government central bankers lose control over those oil-rich countries. Iraq, Lebanon, Libya, Yemen. Once those people take complete control of these countries, if they're able to, they will sell the oil not using the U.S. dollar. And even more countries then will dump the petrodollar. This is the first time in 20 years that OPEC nations will be sucking liquidity out of the market rather than adding to it through investments. The IMF said that unless they cut spending, resource-rich nations have no choice but to draw on their financial assets when available, as oil prices are well below the fiscal break-even needed by many of the exporting nations. So we can see there are major, major problems occurring, and Saudi Arabia just put out that they're going to increase the amount of oil, driving the prices down.
Well, what do you think? Did Elijah Muhammad tell you the truth? Are we now seeing desperation and desolation and deprivation? If we are, then Elijah Muhammad told you the truth. And if Elijah Muhammad told you the truth, then you need to get on board with the truth bearer, lest you be found wanting in these dreadful times. Because remember, these are perilous times. And you've got to hurry, hurry, hurry. Join on to your own kind, for the time is at hand, and you're witnessing the truth that the judgment of America has now come. We'll see you Thursday, black man and black woman. Thank you for your patience and your time. We go out the same way we always come in the name of our Lord and Savior and his messenger. We say to you,
who are we? We are civilized men in love with our own people and their potential. We affirm to give truth and nothing but the truth. We affirm to give our all on the altar of life for the salvation of the so-called American Negro. We affirm ourselves in the labor of love to help our people rise to new heights in wisdom. We affirm the very truth of the living God in person. We shall stop at nothing for our people's restoration, back on top of civilization. We shall use everything at our disposal, from the Star and Crescent Report to Hiram's 1555 blog, at trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, to salamjournal.org. We ask that you join the struggle by going to Hiram's 1555 blog and clicking the donation button. We either stand together or we will fall apart. Allahu Akbar. Black is back.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.